Well, it had the big hallway going through the middle of it with the two big doors that opened. And then on each side of that big hallway, you had your stables, individual stables, and stalls, they called it. And they had, on one, the first room was always your gear room, where all the horses' gear and everything was kept. And then all those other stables, it's where the cows and horses went. Then you went up a ladder on each side of that hallway, up into, first it was this lower, these lower compartments where they put hay, then an upper compartments you put hay. And we actually had one of these hay forks that hang in the front of the barn that they can unload the hay for that hay fork and carry it up to the barn.
Okay. Did they call both of those? You said they had two levels up there?
Yeah, we started calling it the hay loft, both of them. Because I don't know why that middle compartment was actually raised higher than the two side ones. I don't know. But actually, these two lower parts really made the tops of your stables. Your stables down below, see, that was actually the roof of your stables, but it was also the floor of that barn. But then this middle section, I don't know why it was higher. I really don't.
It just goes sort of like this then.
It did. It just went like that, you know. And you actually had to sort of jump from that top part down to this other loft, even. There was a space in there. You could have actually fell through down into the hallway, you know, of the barn. So it was kind of dangerous.
I don't guess anyone ever actually fell through the...
Different ones have fell out. I've heard quite a few people falling out of the loft and jumping out on rusty nails. That happened a lot.
Ew.
I knew a girl that jumped out on a rusty nail, and she's actually had her leg taken off since. It happened when she's a child. It set up this, you know, blood poison, whatever.
Yeah.
First they took her heel off, then they took her foot off, and then they took her leg off at the knee. Well, she kept on until they've taken her leg off. From that, in a period, from the time she's a child, just stepping on that rusty nail until she was grown. It just never would completely through right or heel. I guess it just, she liked to die, I guess. Because a rusty nail around a barn, see, is one of the most dangerous things, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's got all that, tetanus, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Say if you had too much hay to put up in the loft.
You'd put in a haystack.
Okay. Well, what did that look like?
Our haystacks at home was nothing but a big, they'd take a big long pole and drive it in the middle, in the ground. And then they would unload hay around it and build it up until it would actually all be built around this pole. And it'd just be formed just like that, just a haystack. And they'd also do, now I'm familiar with wheat stacks. We used to have wheat and they'd thrash wheat. But we always put our wheat in just sacks, you know, when they'd thrash it. But then your wheat straw also went into these big stacks. And a wheat stack's a good place to play. See, you can just slide off that straw and just it's slick, you know. Well, it's fun to play.
Do you ever see any other, you ever see a covered haystack?
I have seen one.
Or something with a roof to it, sort of?
No, really I haven't.
What was the covered haystack like?
No, the covered haystack I'm familiar with. I've seen haystacks just out in the open like that that would actually have something like a wagon sheet or a covering that they would just fasten down probably through this pole and just let it hang around it. That's about all I'm familiar with as far as being covered, you know.
Do you ever see hay kept out in the field in anything, any other construction, I guess you'd say, besides the haystack? Do you ever see something with more than one pole, you know, just sort of loosely, maybe sort of long shaped?